ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, Text. Antapravishya Bhutani Yaha Shakti Atma Ketubihi. ईश्वरः साक्षात्पातु नः यत्वसे स्फुटम्। पातु नो यद्वसे स्फुटम् अन्तःप्रविश्य भूतानि यो बिभत्यात्मकेतुभिः। अन्तर्यामीश्वरः साक्षात् पातु नो यद्वसे स्फुटम् अन्तःप्रविश्य भूतानि यो बिभत्यात्मकेतुभिः। अन्तर्यामीश्वरः साक्षात् पातु नो यद्वसे स्फुटम् अन्तःप्रविश्य भूतानि यो बिभत्यात्मकेतुभिः। अन्तर्यामीश्वरः साक्षात् पातु नो यद्वसे स्फुटम्। भत्यात्मकेतुभिः अन्तर्यामीश्वरः साक्षात् पातु नो यद्वसे स्फुटम् तत्प्रविश्य भूतानि भत्यात्मके। अन्तर्यामीश्वरः साक्षात् पातु नो यद्वसे स्फुटम् अन्तःप्रविश्य भूतानि यो बिभत्यात्मकेतुभिः। अन्तर्यामीश्वरः साक्षात् पातु नो यद्वसे स्फुटम् अन्तःप्रविश्य भूतानि भक्त्यात्मकेतुभिः। अन्तर्यामीश्वरः साक्षात् मत बोलो बोलो अन्त अंतर्यामीश्वर साक्षात् पातु नो यद् वसे स्फुटम्। माताजी, वट वट मीनिंग अंत प्रवेश, एंटरिंग विथिन, भूतानि ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, यहा हु विभर्ति मेंटेन्स आत्मकेतु भी बाय द फंक्शंस ऑफ द इनर एयर्स, प्राण अपान एटसेट्रा, अंतर्यामी द सुपर सोल विथिन, ईश्वर द सुप्रीम पर्सन साक्षात डायरेक्टली, पातु प्लीज मेंटेन, नह अस यत्वसे अंडर वूस कंट्रोल, स्फुटम द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ साकद्वीप वर्शिप द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ वायु इन द फॉलोइंग वर्ड्स। ओ सुप्रीम पर्सन सिचुएटेड एज द सुपर सोल विद इन द बॉडी, यू डिरेक्ट द वेरियस एक्शंस ऑफ द डिफरेंट एयर्स सच एज prana, and thus you maintain all living entities. O Lord, O super soul of everyone, O controller of the cosmic manifestation under whom everything exists, may you protect us from all dangers. Please repeat responsively. The inhabitants of Sakadvipa worship the supreme personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu, in the following words. O Supreme Person, situated as the super soul within the body, you direct the various actions of the different airs, such as prana, and thus you maintain all living entities. O Lord, O super soul of everyone, O controller of the cosmic manifestation under whom everything exists, may you protect us from all dangers. Purport by His divine grace. Through the mystic yoga practice called pranayama, the yogi controls the airs within the body to maintain the body in a healthy condition. In this way, the yogi comes to the point of trance and tries to see the super soul within the core of his heart. Pranayama is the means to attain samadhi, trance, in order to fully absorb oneself in seeing the Supreme Lord as Antaryami, the super soul within the core of the heart. ओम अज्ञानतिमरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया सक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो इन दिस section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the description about different islands of Bhumandala is described. In this particular section, there is a description about Sakadweep, one of the islands of Bhumandala. The Sakadweep's inner border is surrounded with milk ocean, and the outer border is surrounded with Dahi ocean. You can go to one end of the ocean and take a lot of milk. If there is some problem with the stomach, you can go to other end and take some Dahi. One side is milk ocean, other side is Dahi ocean. So it is described how this Sakadweep, which is 2 crore 56 lakh miles only by width, and it has got a very huge tree called Saka tree. This island is called Sakadweep because there is a huge tree, Saka Vruksha. So this is ruled by one of the sons of Priyavrata, known as Medhatithi. Medhatithi is ruling this. And this island is divided into 7 further sections by Medhatithi, and he gave it to 7 of his sons. So, in this particular sloka, it is described the residents, all the residents of this Sakadweep, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu, air. So here, the residents, they practice, because the predominating deity is Vayu, they practice the mystic yoga of Pranayam. Pranayam, they do Pranayam. So, this process of Pranayam is part of what is known as Ashtanga Yoga or Hatha Yoga. Eightfold process. Especially meant for one who wants to do meditation, dhyana, want to achieve perfection by meditation, this eightfold process is recommended. So before one does pranayama, there are some prerequisites. It's not that just anybody can walk in and say that I am going to do pranayama. Because if you have to do pranayama, you'll have to do sitting in a posture for a long time. So if your body is not cooperating, then you will not be able to do pranayama. That is why prerequisite is required. The first requisite is that the eightfold process, the first anga, ashta anga, eight angas, the first anga is yama, sense control. You cannot think of doing a yoga practice with uncontrolled senses. Uncontrolled senses means disciplined. Without discipline, it's not possible. Any kind of spiritual practice, without discipline, it is not possible. Whether it is bhakti yoga, whether it is jnana yoga, whether it is dhyana yoga, even karma yoga, there is a discipline is needed. As soon as you talk about yoga, discipline is automatically associated. Without discipline, you can't do any spiritual practice. So the first anga is sense control. Then niyama, niyama, following the regulative principles, regulation, conducting a life in a very regulated way, niyama is required. So while doing this niyama, then comes what is known as asana, yoga asana. Asana is sitting, but the sitting postures which are recommended for practicing yoga, yoga asana. Different asanas, Padmasana, Paschimottanasana, Sirasasana, Savasana, easy to perform. Savasana is no after perform. Savasana is supposed to perform after performing all the asanas, not the first asana and the only asana. ప్రభు ఐ లైక్ వన్ ఆసన, వాట్ దట్ ఆసన, ఐ వాంట్ టు సవాసన. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా రాస్ విహారీజీకి, సీతారాం లక్ష్మణ్ హనుమాన్ కి, శిశిగౌర్ని తాయికి. సవాసన మీన్స్ యూ లై డౌన్ లైక్ నో డెడ్ బాడీ, జస్ట్ టేకింగ్ రెస్ట్, రిలాక్సేషన్, రిలాక్సింగ్. ఎస్పెషలీ వెన్ వన్ హ్యాస్ డన్ ఆల్ ద ఆసనాస్ ఫర్ 1-2 hours, ఇట్ బికమ్ వెరీ టైర్డ్, ఇట్ టేక్స్ లిటిల్ రెస్ట్, రిలాక్స్. దట్ ఈస్ లాస్ట్ ఆసన, సవాసన. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే దీస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఆసనాస్ ఆర్ డన్ టు మేక్ ద బాడీ, ద డిఫరెంట్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ టు బి ఈజీ టు బి కంట్రోల్డ్. ఆసనాస్ సమ్టైమ్స్ దీస్ ఆసనాస్ ఆర్ టాట్ ఇన్ ద కోట్ అండ్ కోట్ యోగా క్లబ్స్. యోగా క్లబ్స్, యూ గో టు ద యోగా క్లబ్, హెల్త్ క్లబ్, సో యోగా టీచర్ విల్ కమ్, యూ విల్ టీచ్ ఫర్ హాఫ్ అన్ అవర్, వన్ అవర్. యా ప్రభు ఐఎమ్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ యోగా. ఇట్స్ నాట్ యోగా, ఇట్స్ ఫ్యూ ఆసనాస్. Sometimes what happens, because these asanas are meant to actually keep the body in a healthy condition so that you can do further steps which are going to come. You need a healthy body, no? But some people may do asanas only for keeping the health. That is only partial practice of yoga. It's not complete. It can never be a complete just by doing exercise. By doing exercise, then the body becomes very flexible. So that the way you want to control, it can control. Suppose you want to sit in pranayama and you say that today I am going to skip my breakfast, I am not going to take, the body will not disturb you. Otherwise your stomach will say, Ari bol, kuch aaya nahi abhi tak, kya ho raha hai? Class late ho raha hai, ruko ya nahi, class late honne se humko kya hota hai? Jaldi hi jao. Stomach may give you command. When the senses are controlled by means of different asanas, you can give command to the senses. Hey, chup raho. Abhi poochne ka nahi kuch. I am busy with something else. Don't have. Senses will be not demanding. Next step is pranayama. To sit in the posture and then control the life air, prana. Prana is vayu. Prana vayu. Life air. Controlling this, which is a technique. By doing that, then one moves on to the fifth step known as pratyahara, sense control from the enjoyment, full control of the senses. And then comes, one is fixed up in dharana, fixed up. Mind, if it thinks in one thought process, it doesn't go away to some other thought process. You sit and start doing some activity, even chanting. You sit and start chanting, maybe during the day what you have to do comes, Hare Hare, jaldi jana tha abhi aaj, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, jaldi jaldi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, jaldi jana. Mind is coming and telling, Hare, 10 o'clock there is something else I have to do, I have to meet my friend, I have to do this, I have to do that. Yesterday what happened, disturbance, Haribol, yesterday this fellow came and told me today I have to meet him, make the scores right. Mind is not fixed now, it's always in the flux, in a flux, always moving from one thought process to another thought process. Fixing it, dharana, is required. If one can fix it, then he can go for dhyana. Dhyana is the seventh anga, meditation. And if one can succeed in dhyana, then comes what is known as samadhi. Samadhi means one is actually fixed up in one thought process, completely absorbed in that, and no other thought process comes into picture or disturbs him. And in that state of samadhi, when one actually fixes his, that particular thought process in the lotus feet of Krishna, then he is spiritually connected to the Lord and he is enlivened, connecting to Antaryami within, super soul. So, to do that, this pranayama is one of the angas, one step towards achieving the lotus feet of Krishna in the dhyana meditation. So, so-called asanas, they don't go further than simply sitting posture, it is only gymnastics, exercises. But still, that also helps a person to keep the body healthy, eh? Sometimes body is not healthy, you can do different kinds of asanas. Knowing well that it is one way of keeping the body healthy so that we can engage in Krishna service. That is okay. Sometimes pranayama is practiced in the form of exercise. Some baba exercise. Kapala bhati, this bhati, etc. That is also again exercise. Huh? It's little bit advanced than yoga club exercise. Toda age. But still, simply using the air, the inhaled air, to just give massage to the inner organs, no, it is just another exercise. It may help. It's just another exercise. If you don't go beyond that and come to dhyana and samadhi, it's still only in, no, it's not in, it's not complete, it's incomplete. Incomplete. But still, if one wants to keep the body healthy, to render service to Krishna, it is okay. So in this way, this one anga of Ashtanga Yoga is pranayam. And this pranayam is a very scientific technique actually. So according to scriptures, this air that we are inhaling, that actually divides into five streams within. This prana, the inhaled air, prana, it actually divides into five streams. One is prana itself, and this actually what is entering through our nostrils. Then there is another stream called apana. This apana vayu actually goes down. And it is part of the vayu, air, that passes through the rectum. If there is a problem in there, also there is a big problem in the health. Eh? Apana vayu. Then another stream is called vyana. Vyana vayu. This vyana vayu is the one which shrinks and expands. Shrinking and expanding. Then what is known as samana. Samana vayu is what which makes the equilibrium in our body. Equilibrium has to be there. No disturbance. This is in the stomach. The stomach. And the fifth vayu is called udana vayu, which goes upward. In the throat, it goes upward. If there is a suffocation, then you find, you are not able to breathe, you know. This is udana vayu. So it is stated that the spirit soul, these 5 years are in 5 directions, you see, like vectors. Vector analysis. 5 vectors. And it is said that there is a neutral point, equilibrium point, between these 5 vectors. And in that neutral point, the soul is actually floating. The soul doesn't have any mass. It doesn't have any weight. You can't say that soul is weighing 0.0001 gram. No. Soul has a size. What is the size of the soul? There is tiny, very tiny, 1/10,000th of the tip of the hair, very tiny. Size is given, but there is no weight. What is the weight of the soul? Weight is not there. So it's a weightless, massless. And this massless, weightless soul is actually floating on the neutral point of these 5 vayus. It's floating. A yogi who is expert in doing this pranayama, when he controls these airs, what he can do, he can actually lift the soul upward also. Different kundalis, chakras. It's like chakra. Goes in a chakra. You can go to higher chakra from the chest, heart. It is said that the soul is situated in the region of the heart. Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Hriddesha. From near, this is the place where the 5 airs are having the neutral point. On that neutral point, the spirit soul is floating. This floating spirit soul can be lifted to a higher kundali, different chakras, by means of the pranayama technique. Somebody wants to bring the head to the throat level, nose level, in the eye level, head. He can just get out of the body if he wants, by means of bringing the soul up. Soul is weightless. Soul can naturally pass away at death. A yogi, he can pass at his will. You think that, oh, this is a very nice time. Maybe I should go to Chandraloka. Chalo, Haribol. So you can just lift the soul up, up, and you can escape through the head. There is a soft, yeah, there is a, this is a hole. Huh? Very soft. It won't be soft for you. You are grown up sufficiently. If you want to see the softness of this, you go to a newborn baby. Newborn baby, you touch here, you will find this is just, there is no skull developed there. Huh? Later when the baby grows, you know, then the skull develops. In the very beginning there is no skull here, very soft it will be. In your house, if some baby is born, you can test it out. Young baby. So this is actually a soft place, but then it has become hard because of skull development. But a yogi can bring the soul here and he can break the skull and get out. How much force he has to apply? Can you imagine that? You have to break the skull. You have to bring a hammer, you know. Then only he can break. A yogi, with the yogic practice, the soul can escape out by breaking the skull. How much? Energy. Energy can neither be converted nor destroyed. This energy is manifesting it. This is scientific actually. So much energy is there. If you want, you can concentrate it and manifest it also. He is not doing any physical exercise. He is just sitting in meditation. And he is manifesting so much energy, so much so that it can break the skull and get out of the body. That's possible. So in this way, the spirit soul either can be displaced upward, depending upon the yogi's requirement, or he can actually go inside and inside and inside, antaryami he can reach. That is the super soul. It's up to him. Whether he wants to go to Chandraloka or he wants to go to Vaikuntha Loka, he can decide. Both options are open. So he's a materialist, karmi kind of yogi. He wants to practice. Even if he has to go to Chandraloka, he can still practice this pranayama. But he will not go down further to samadhi to meditate at the lotus feet of Krishna. He will be in, from that level, he will get out of the body and go to Chandraloka thinking that he will enjoy there. That's possible. So, this pranayama is actually the control of the different airs within the body. There are also 5 secondary airs. I don't think we will get into that detail with the restriction of time that we have. So, this prana, chief prana, is described as atomic in Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra discusses about the nature of the soul and how the soul can be connected to Brahman. So therein it is described, this prana, chief prana, anushyacha, anu, also anu. The spirit soul is also anu. This anu prana, it actually expands as the vayu in the material domain and it actually pervades the entire body. The body becomes enlivened by means of the prana pervading it by means of the supply of oxygen, scientifically speaking. The oxygen that we inhale air, the oxygen is supplied by means of the, you know, platelets in the blood. Scientific. The blood supply, so the blood has to reach all the parts of the body. So the blood reaches here, then what it does? It supplies the oxygen. This oxygen is the physical component of prana. Physical component of prana. So if the oxygen is supplied, you are feeling all right, consciousness. Yes, I am all right. Suppose, sometimes you sit like this. And after some time, especially if you are old, then you feel numbness, you know, blood circulation is not there. Leg become numb. Hey, kursi kidhar hai? Seat mein baithna hai. You have to sit on a chair. Then you will find the numbness in the portion of the body. Then you don't experience conscious thing there. Slowly the blood reaches there, then you feel all right. Right? You experience that? The numbness in the hand, numbness in the, you know, leg, especially the blood circulation doesn't reach there, then you don't have the normal experience. So, This prana is enlivening all the body parts by means of supplying this oxygen. When it is there, life, everything is normal. So, in the pranayama, when one actually controls the senses, it is, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita also, withdrawing the senses. The senses, as such, as soon as it sees the sense object, it gets attracted. Suppose, you walk on the street, you see in the shop, something very nice, mango is there. Hey, very nice mango, very nice, I want to eat that. So I will go and buy. As soon as senses come in touch with the sense object, we tend to experience, sense experience that object, so that we can get some pleasure out of it. Like that, there are so many sense objects. We cannot blame the sense object. Hey, why this is there? Why that is there? Then what? What will be there then? Then you'll have to go to vacuum, not have anything actually. It is up to us whether we should interact with the senses or not. It is not that we have to blame the senses. This is too much, that mango came in front of me, that's why I have to eat that, and I am a diabetic, so much I ate, now I have to go to doctor. The cause of this problem is this mango. No, you are the cause. You decided to interact with it, no. Who told you to interact with that? Nobody told you you have to interact, it is up to you. So whether we should allow our senses to interact with the sense object, or we should withdraw the senses, it is up to us. So in the pranayama process, the yogi actually withdraws his senses. If he allows his senses to act the way it wants, then he cannot do pranayama. If you suppose you go to the forest, you sit in pranayama. I want to do pranayama. How long that samadhi and all can take is unlimited. Depends upon how long you want to be there. Not restricted by your minutes and hours and days also. You can be as long as you want. So, bodily demands? No. Fasting. Indefinite fasting. If somebody really wants to do indefinite fasting, he can do yoga. Not Ramdev Baba yoga, this is actual yoga. Because Ramdev Baba did a fasting and he has to break it actually very fast. Faster than somebody else also. Because he was doing a partial yoga, you know. If he went into the samadhi, he would have sat there, he could have just went on so that, until whatever he wanted to achieve. It didn't happen actually. Indefinite, one can go. So for that, it is a requirement to withdraw the senses. What is this withdrawing the senses? So the prana is supplying the oxygen, blood supply to all the sense organs. So they are enlivened. You withdraw that. Oxygen supply aribol karo. Forcefully, not artificially. He knows, intentionally, yes, I am withdrawing. So much so that all the senses, they are as good as not functioning. Suppose a yogi, he withdraws his senses by means of the yoga practice. He has withdrawn so much so that he will not be able to hear even if you go and make a sound in his ears. Suppose a yogi is sitting in samadhi, in the neighborhood, if there is a lion, a yogi doesn't hear that. A lion can even come very close to him. Karega. He doesn't hear that. It is a natural rule that the animals, they don't attack something which is not moving. Want to try that? You go to a forest. You just don't move anything. Don't move. Just even whether you like. If you cannot do in Padmasana's posture, you can still try in your Savasana. Yoga, that is one of the yoga. But you don't move, you just look like a statue. Never a tiger or a lion will come and kill you. They have some ethics also. This is like a statue, why I should do that? So yogi is sitting there, he is not worried about tiger will come. If his senses are working, in a far distance there may be some tiger, you know, are kidhar jane ka abhi. क्या योगा करेगा? ही कैन नॉट डू योगा, ही विल बी डूइंग योगा ऑफ ऑल द फॉरेस्ट एनिमल्स. टाइगर, टाइगर कभी नहीं आएगा, टाइगर नहीं आने का है, लायन नहीं आने का है. इट विल नॉट बी अंतर्याम, इट्स ऑल बहिर, एवरीथिंग विल बी आउटसाइड. इन योगा आई लेट गो इनसाइड, नॉट आउटसाइड. सो by the pranayama process, the yogi actually withdraws the function of the senses. It's not dead, it's as good as dead. As good as dead. Suppose if there is no blood supply to the hand for so long, then what will happen if you think? But as long as the spirit soul is there, as long as the breathing is there in a minute level, the body by means of the spiritual power it is maintained. So when you want to come out of the yoga, you can again come in and supply the prana to the entire body. You can get up and walk. That's possible. Science. Yoga practice. So in this way, when a yogi withdraws his senses, he doesn't have any sense perception. Even whatever happens outside in the world, for some yogi who is completely absorbed in yoga, even if Madana comes and brings all his battalion of damsels and makes a wonderful, rasa garba, he will not even hear anything. What he has to be attracted towards it? Whatever happens on the body, no. Even if a snake falls on his body, he won't be knowing something is falling on his body. No touch sensation, no hearing, no seeing. When Hiranyakashipu, even though he was not doing the ultimate yoga, when Hiranyakashipu was performing his tapasya, serious tapasya, so around his body, an ant hill was made, and his flesh was eaten by the ants, white ant. He was not feeling anything. And then, hey, kaatta hai, mungi kaatta hai mereko. Ek mungi kaatega to turant yoga se nikal jayega. कौन सा योग है वो? दिस हिरण्यकश्यपु इज ऑल बॉडी फ्लश वॉज ईटन बाय द व्हाइट एंट्स, स्टिल ही वॉज इन हिज फिक्स्ड अप, ही वॉज फिक्स्ड अप इन हिज योगा, वॉट एवर योगा ही वॉज डूइंग एनी वे टू अचीव सम पर्पस. सो योगी कंप्लीटली विदड्रॉज हिज सेंसेस एंड द बॉडी बिकम्स एज गुड एज अ डेड बॉडी. एंड विद दैट the body doesn't demand anything from him, no eating, nothing like that. Then he can be fixed up in the lotus feet of Krishna, and if he succeeds in that, he can be successful yogi going back home, back to Godhead. So in this way it is stated that the spirit soul, which is Anu, which is surrounded by Prana, which is another Anu, Antakarana, the internal senses, mind, intelligence, false ego and consciousness, chitta, mana, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, these are the four components of antakarana. Antakarana, when the spirit soul passes away, the mind also goes. Yes, antakarana, part of the four components of this antakarana, one is mind. And the subtle senses, behind all our physical senses, there's a subtle sense also, that is also anu. So when the spirit soul passes away from the body, these all subtle things also go with the spirit soul. Prana, subtle senses, antakarana, they also go with the soul. So here it is stated that the Supreme Lord maintains the living entities by the prana vayu, because this prana vayu supplies the energy to every senses in our body, and because of it the senses are very strong and they help the body to act in such a way that the spirit soul can achieve whatever he wants to achieve. So the Supreme Lord maintains this. So this prana vayu, when it functions within the body, the health of the body depends upon this. There are three dhatus, kapha, pitta and vayu. According to Ayurveda, you go to an Ayurvedic physician, he doesn't need any any kind of diagnosis, the diagnostic center, please go to PH Medical Center and find out, and then I'll tell what to do. No, there was no PH Medical Center those days. He only has to see the nadi. You take the nadi, pulse. Pulse, he will see the pulse. With the pulse, Ayurvedic physician will be able to tell about what is the status of kapha, pitta, vayu. This kapha, pitta, vayu, if three of these things are in an equilibrium, then the person is healthy. Hey, all senses are working all right. All the organs are working fine. Healthy man. Health. If these three things, one is higher, another is lower, then there is an imbalance. So when there is an imbalance, then one is not healthy, sick. So Ayurvedic physician tries to understand what is in imbalance, and he tries to cure that imbalance to bring balance. So Ayurvedic physician's job is to bring balance between these three components. Kapha, pitta, vayu. If you can bring the balance, then you are a healthy man. So in this way, this prana plays an important role in making this balance, because that is vayu is component of prana, so it helps keeping the body in the healthy condition. So when a person is going to die, the body goes in a very strange situation. Completely disturbed. So the way you want to do those things don't happen. In Mukunda Mala Stotra, Kulashekar Alvar prays to the Lord, saying that Krishna Todiya Padapankaja Pancharantam Adhevame Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapavata Pittai Kantova Rodhaname Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. So Kulashekar Alvar is telling, my mind is in a very stable state now. I am able to think properly now. Let me be absorbed. My mind, your lotus feet. Let my mind, the swan of my mind, be entangled in the stems of the lotus of your feet. Now. Because what I want to think, I am able to think now. What I want to do, I am able to do. My mind is okay. Pada pankaja pancharantam adyevame vishatu manasa rajahamsa. Let me now think and achieve your lotus feet. Because prana prayana samaye. Prana prayana samaye means the journey of prana. It is not moving anywhere. It is inside, you know. When the prana says, I have to start my journey, that is end of our journey in this body. Our life is a journey. And along with our journey, the prana says, saath mein rehta hun. When prana says, I have to start my journey, then amara journey ko band karna padega. Prana prayana samaye kapha vata pittai. This kapha, pitta, vayu, they go in completely haywire state. Equilibrium is completely disturbed. They are not in equilibrium. When this equilibrium is disturbed, you cannot think properly. Unless the body, sound mind in a sound body, no. If body, suppose you are having some pain, what you can think? You know, you can think about the pain only. Try it out. When there is a pain, how much you can, we can test it out, how much Krishna conscious you are. You are having a severe pain in the hand and then still you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Advanced. Oh, it's paining, Hare Krishna, paining, Hare Rama, paining. Oh. Even chanting goes in everywhere, then you know that you are in the earthly state, ground level. Prana prayana samaye kapavata pittai kanto varadanamidam. The kanta, then you see, we said one of the vayu is kanta, controlling the kanta. It is like strangulating a person. Then you cannot, you suppose somebody comes and catches your neck. If vayu has to be stopped, you'll have to catch the neck, huh? Somebody commits suicide, what he does? Puts a rope around, right? And then doesn't want to allow the air to go inside. Very strangulated. You can't breathe also properly. What you can think? Kulashekhar Alvar is telling, I will not be able to think of you. Because I know that, you know, at the time of death, this kapha, pitta, vayu is going to go in haywire. What am I going to think? Smaranam kutaste. He's asking, how am I going to remember you? I'm not sure whether I'll remember or not. Actually, he's telling for us. Neither we'll be thinking that, if he says, my dear Lord, I'll remember you, I'll come to you, there is no problem. You'll also think that there is no problem. Isn't it? Sometimes acharyas, they are teachers taking the role of your students and teaching us. He is already absorbed. What is the question of he asking kutaste? Smaranam kutaste puchne ka zarurat nahi tha unko. He is telling it for us so that we will be thinking, are re, if Kulashekhar Alvar is telling he will not be able to remember, how am I going to remember? Hari bol, thoda cautious hona mangta hai. To caution us. So in this way, this at the time of death, our body state goes in a very disturbed condition. Sometime back, Mahabhadra Prabhu came to my office relevant to this sloka that we are discussing. He said, in his society, somebody died. And that person, at the time of death, he was just in the... You correct me if I am wrong. He was now in his flat. He was in his flat. And when he died, he went kicking and, you know, passing water, stool, etc. And, you know, he died like that. Right? And people are wondering, and nobody came and threatened him. No, he was not having any disease in the body which was giving so much pain, right? He was not having any serious disease. If suppose he had such a stomach pain, in that, no, maybe, you know, he'll be screaming. He was not having any serious thing which was giving him pain anyway. And this guy is just going to die, he was kicking here and there, and then passing stool, and he just died like that. There are various things we can consider why he did that. Prana is passing out, his body is going in, body state is going in haywire. Especially if somebody has to be welcomed by Yamadutas, we welcome you to our abode. Please come, we have a visa for you. On the spot visa we'll give you. You need visa to go to other planet system, you know. They say that you don't worry, you don't have to go to any office and apply and wait for several days. Your passport will come in the courier. No, on the spot I will give you visa. Chalo, please come with us. When these Yamadutas come and give on the spot visa and try to take away, then by seeing that person only you get scared. If these fellows are like that, then what about that loka that I am going to go? Depends, you know. The people look like what is available in that particular place of living. So Yamadutas will come and give you a wonderful invitation. What he will do? He will say, no, I don't want to come. He said, this is one thing which you cannot deny. You don't have any right to refuse. You have so many rights, you know. Right to information, right to education, and right to decline the invitation of Yamadutas. No. You are not given that right. You cannot say that I am invoking the right to decline your invitation. No. You say that, no, I don't want to come. I am attached to this house. My bed is so nice. My bank balance I'll have to know. I have not even written a will. You can give 100 excuses also. The Yamadutas will actually drag the soul with the rope. They will tie the rope. Their rope. And when they drag, then you want to fight back. You know, this is what he's kicking. He's kicking here and there. No, I don't want to go. He doesn't want to go. Forcefully taken away. So when forcefully something is taken away, you will get all these symptoms of, you know, the vayu can pass away from different holes. There are 9 holes in our body. The vayu, pranavayu can pass from the mouth, eye. Somebody, he's dying like that. That means vayu has gone from his mouth. Somebody opening the eyes like this and dying, vayu is going from his eyes. Like that, different holes it can take and go away, depending upon whatever is the consciousness of that person at the time of death. So in this way, this body, if it is in the proper state of disciplined state of balancing the kapha, pitta, vayu, then that body helps a person to think the way he wants to think. So a devotee who is practicing Krishna consciousness, he actually naturally wants to think the lotus feet of Krishna. He's not going to think of anything else. So for him to do that, the body has to cooperate. If the body has to cooperate that, one has to actually discipline the body. Not by doing yogasanas. That disciplining is required when you have to do a particular process of the meditation, dhyana. Whereas in the Kali Yuga, this practice is not possible and practical. The Ashtanga Yoga practice is not recommended because it is not possible to do that. Our lifetime is not sufficient enough. The facilities are not good enough, not conducive. So that is why it is recommended that one practices the Bhakti Yoga. Train up the body. Train up the senses. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Engaging the senses. By engaging the senses in service of Krishna, you are controlling it. By withdrawing the life energy from the senses, you can control the senses also. Pranayama. A yogi doing meditation is controlling the senses in the forest. By withdrawing the energy, like kurma, like a tortoise is withdrawing the limbs. Like that, the yogi is withdrawing the life energy from the senses so that the senses are not functioning for that point of time when he is withdrawing intentionally. A bhakti yogi engages the senses in service of Krishna. By simply engaging the senses in service of Krishna, those senses naturally want to serve Krishna so that he doesn't think of something else. The mind is always engaged in services of Krishna so that the mind naturally always thinks of Krishna. So when in that way, one practices Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The senses are disciplined, kept under control. The mind is controlled. The consciousness is trained, chitta is trained to think of Krishna always. When a person does that, for him, when the body becomes weak, the body is painful, still he will not keep screaming. Somebody screaming means he has not come to the pure devotional service, that's all. Prabhu, he is a devotee, still he is screaming, theek hai, devotee to hai, but then not come to the level of completely absorbing the mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. If one can achieve that, so even if a person is very old, very weak, so much pain, he will be simply absorbed in thinking of Krishna. The practical example you can see, Prabhupada's, there is a video, no, final days, final moments. Yeah, Prabhupada is even translating Bhagavatam just the day he was going to leave, you know. Just, can anybody imagine somebody is thinking of Bhagavatam and then thinking of what to tell and then giving a purport? If somebody in a material platform, he will be completely concerned about his body pain, forget about anything else. There is no question of somebody telling, bring Bhagavatam and read, and I will give purport for it. There is no question. Practical example. So, our aim is to elevate to that level of Krishna consciousness. When one can, actually, from the level that we are chanting the Hare Krishna, mechanically, when one can practice Krishna consciousness with attention, this attentive chanting is the key. Quality of Krishna consciousness, the key is here with you, attentive. It is in you where to give your attention. Whether to give attention to the holy names or give attention to various things in our day, you know, whether to do you know, what I should do 10 o'clock, what I should do 11 o'clock, what kind of politics I do, what kind of diplomacy I do. If attention is in this thing, there is no question of elevating one's consciousness. Attentive chanting is the key for elevating one's consciousness to the higher level. And in that higher level, you don't have to do Ashtanga Yoga practice. You will be so absorbed that this, Kulasekhar Alvar is telling, so let me be thinking about you now, the same thing will be applicable at the time of leaving the body, and Kapha, Pitta, Vayu can do nothing to you. On the other hand, they will cooperate to you so that you can think of Krishna. So in this way, it gives an opportunity for us to understand how one achieves the highest level of Krishna consciousness so that he can go back home, back to Godhead. So in the Kali Yuga, so Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this wonderful process of Sankirtan Yajna by practicing which sincerely and seriously. It's not just doing it, it has to be done in such a way that it actually helps us to advance in Krishna consciousness. The practice should help us in advance in Krishna consciousness, not just for the sake of doing things. So in this way, when one does, one will achieve the perfection that is mentioned in this sloka, that one achieves the antaryami, the super soul within the heart, either by meditation or by our practicing Krishna consciousness, the devotional service that is given to us by His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By being at the lotus feet of Prabhupada and following His instruction, we can actually achieve the same result of achieving the antaryami that is mentioned in this sloka. We will stop here. Is there any questions or comments? Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, actually you told that animal doesn't do anything to non-moving body, then what about snakes and mosquitoes?
What is that? Can you repeat slowly?
Prabhuji, actually you told that animal doesn't do anything to non-moving body. Then what about mosquitoes and snakes?
Snakes don't go and cut. Did you find a snake biting somebody which is not moving? Have you found?
What about mosquito?
Mosquito ke liye thoda dekhna padega. Mosquitoes, actually what they do, you know, you are breathing and actually they smell something from our body, odor comes actually. Otherwise they are not going to bite a statue. Samjha na? So mosquito's mechanism of looking for food is very different. But when a yogi is doing that, that kind of odor doesn't come from his body. So you will never find, hopefully, a mosquito going and biting him. Hopefully. But we have not done any experiments. We are just extrapolating the data that we have. Okay? So you try to find some yogi in the forest to whom a mosquito has bitten, then we'll rediscuss this point. Yes?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please, can you explain withdrawing the senses biologically? What is actually withdrawing the senses?
Withdrawing the senses means even if the sense object is in front of you, you are not interacting with that. That means you have withdrawn.
How? But how we can withdraw our senses?
You?
Yeah.
Chant Hare Krishna. Okay. For us, see, for a yogi, withdrawing the senses means, dhyana yogi, he actually practices pranayama, he withdraws the supply of the prana to that particular organ. In that way, he makes it dysfunctional. Samjha? He withdraws the energy. See, our body is energized, that's why we are normal. Suppose sometime you will find somebody is paralyzed, one side is not moving. What does it mean? The oxygen supply is stopped, doesn't work. The connection between this body and the brain is disconnected. So brain is not giving command to this side, he is not able to lift the hand. Hand is there, he cannot lift it actually. Dysfunctional. So in that, this is unintentional. Whereas a yogi intentionally makes it dysfunctional. So that is the thing. For a bhakti yogi, withdrawing the senses means not engaging the senses in the objects of the senses.
Suppose he sees the very object which is very, very attractive, enjoyable. He used to enjoy that before, more important. Before he started chanting Hare Krishna, let us say he likes something, quote unquote, very much. If after taking to Krishna consciousness, he sees the same sense object, and then now he says, hey, wait a minute, I cannot enjoy this because it is not good for my spiritual life. So it is as good as you have withdrawn from interacting with that particular sense object. Like that, when you withdraw from all the sense objects for the service of Krishna, when a person does devotional service without any intention for enjoying his senses, any of the senses, that means he has withdrawn all of those things. So it is a question of not engaging the senses in the objects of the senses for the purpose of gratifying his senses materially. That is withdrawal. Yes?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you are saying that the bhakti, who is the devotee, can save his life by coming on the lotus feet of Krishna. When how yogis save his life when the Yamdutas come to extract his soul?
Yogi ke paas Yamdutas log nahi jata hai.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yogi hai, Yamdutas log jata hai.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yamdutas go to the person who is sinful.
Yes.
Somebody who has committed sin, he has to be punished. So those who have to be punished, to them only Yamdutas go. The police doesn't come to everybody's house and arrest anybody, no?
So that means...
Police, na?
Yes.
Malum hai?
Yes.
Do they visit everybody's house and arrest one person in everybody's house?
Yes.
They don't. They go to somebody who has broken the law. We have broken the law. We are law enforcement officers. We want to enforce the law. Because we have broken this law, the enforcement is that you have to go inside. Udhar jaki, you have to count the bars. Bar counting... So in bar counting में डाला गया था भी devotee हो जाएगा तो वो बकड़ करके गिनेगा हरे कृष्णा करके. So Yamadutas go to the people who have committed sin because they have to be punished, they are taken. Yamadutas don't go to the person who is sinless. So yogi is not doing any sin. Why they will go to a yogi? So yogi doesn't have to face Yamadutas.
So how yogi's death comes?
Yogi's death comes whenever he wants, he can, wherever he wants to go, he can go by escaping at any point of time, at his will. Or if he is a bhakti yogi, you can keep meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna constantly for a very long time. And when he opens his eyes, he will find here Vaikuntha waiting. On the spot, visa there also. That visa is a very special visa. And they will give visa immediately and they will say, please come. And the yogi will be very pleased to go with him. Unlike the Mahabhadra Prabhu society wala resident, who was not willing to go with the invitation offered to him. When Vaikuntha Vasis will come, they will be very pleasing. Oh, if these people are so pleasing, what about the place where they are? Let me go and see. So they will take you to Vaikuntha Loka. That is how the yogi goes back home, back to Godhead. You want to try that out?
No.
You try Hare Krishna, that will help you. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Another question is, Prabhu. Another question.
Yes.
You saying that, Prabhuji, there is a pranvayu in human, is oxygen physically or materially.
The physical component.
Physical component is oxygen. In case of trees and other animals,
different species work in a different way. The life mechanism is different. We are now talking about human being.
Yes.
When you are talking about human being, what applies in human being we are talking. The trees have a different way of life. The way they eat, the way they breathe, the way they do reproduction, everything is different. So in that particular way, the mechanism will be different.
Yes.
The mechanism will be very different there. So you don't expect the same mechanism what happens in the human being to happen in a tree or some other. Different species have a different way of living, by the way, anyway. We are breathing by air. A fish is not doing that. He is taking water. is inside water. The way of life of a fish is very different than the way of life of human being. So different species of life, the mechanism of life is very different. When we are discussing, Vedanta Sutra is discussing, it is discussing for human beings. Because these scriptures are not taught to trees, you know. It is taught to human beings, so what is applicable should be taught, you know. You don't teach something which is not applicable to you. So it is to you. For tree, different mechanism.
That means different animal have a different kapha, pitta and vayu, prana.
Kapha, pitta, vayu for you, not for the tree. Some tree will be filled with kapha only, you know. What you will do with that? This is for you. What is that for you? Don't apply to others.
Yes.
If something is given to you, you are from NIT?
Yes.
Kidhar se aaya?
Jalgaon.
Huh?
Jalgaon.
Yes, so engineering syllabus is for you, you know.
Yes.
Suppose arts college syllabus bolega, unko kya karna hai? Wo kaisa exam likhta hai? Are, tum exam likhna, tumhara exam.
Yes.
In arts college, they will do different exam theory, you will do practicals, you do engineering drawing, you don't expect that fellow to do engineering drawing. If you go to, you know, art, there they will do painting also, you know, fine art. You will go to paint and brush. You don't go with paint and brush, you have to go with H, HB, 2H and all, right? Oh, udhar nahi, unko paint hai alag hai. So different courses, different kind of rules. So don't apply your rule to all, everybody in the whole world.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
You told that means during chanting, one should not think about the services. So if there...
While chanting?
One should not think about that I have to do this seva, that seva. So if there are so many sevas, so obviously that thought will come. So means what we should do? Means
actually, even if you have seva, you have sufficient time to think about the seva other than chanting. 24 hours hai na? 2 ghanta chhod do chanting ke liye. Can't you think about your seva rest of the 22 hours? If you want, you can do it. Because our mind is so flickering, we start thinking about that only while chanting. Without knowing that, the chanting is more important than anything else. Chanting is most important. In that time, you don't have to do anything else, including thinking about how will I get milk for making sweet rice. That is good only, but you think after finishing the chanting. Or you go get the milk and peacefully chant. Not that neither you got the milk nor you are chanting properly, and you may not get the milk also, Krishna will never get the sweet rice also. Sab gadbad ho jayega. So even if you have to think, better you think immediately and finish it up and close the chapter, and chanting means chanting. Chanting means chanting, not anything else. Then you will see what is the quality of you are chanting and how it impacts your Krishna consciousness. We are not doing your time pass. Chanting is not time pass. Krishna consciousness is not time pass. Serious business. Very serious business. So in the serious business, we have to be serious, you know. In the serious business, you become so loose. Then it is an unfortunate situation. Very unfortunate. So even anything, even sky is going to fall on your head, you know, just do attentive chanting. Who knows, sky may fall on you, from there must be some Vishnu Duta descended. They will take you, don't have to worry. They may descend through the cloud also. They can do anything they want, they are mystic. Chanting is so important that one doesn't have to compromise the chanting for anything else. Attentive chanting is the key to advancement in Krishna consciousness. Attentive chanting, I repeat, attentive chanting is the key to advancement in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.